Hey everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt, Radio Free Redoubt. I hope you guys had a blessed week and a great weekend. I had an amazing weekend with some just amazing patriots. I was at a conference this weekend. We got in later than we thought we were going to for me to be able to produce a show for this Sunday, December 4th. But what we're going to do is re-air. I know many of you missed it. We're going to re-air the KTW Radio Free Redoubt show that aired over the terrestrial radio on 6:30 a.m. and 96.5 FM out of the Spokane area in North Idaho. We're going to re-air that. It's a 30-minute show that we started doing, and this last Saturday was our first one. And so I'm looking forward to that new time schedule to freeing me up for things on the weekends. And I have nothing on the docket for the next month. So be expecting the Radio Free Redoubt and partisan radio shows and the Saturday shows from here on out. And where I left off this last Saturday, what you're about ready to listen to, is where I'm going to pick up this coming Saturday. And I've got a ton of stuff I'm going to be covering for this coming Sunday show, episode 14, 16 of 47, we're up to, and the 47th podcast of 2016. And those will be coming out regularly through the holidays and, well, from here on out, except for special occasions. And Christmas around here is a pretty special occasion. The partisans of Radio Free Redoubt and Amron will be taking the week off, the week of Christmas. So between Christmas and New Year, be expecting very minimal returns to emails, and we'll be handling the most, I guess, time-sensitive, critical, putting out fires and emergencies when they come up. Somebody gets locked out, and Amron core operator can't remember how to get back in to the website, or you know, something like that. We'll deal with those as they come, but otherwise we'll be taking that off. So, kids, don't forget to tune in next week for Partisan Radio. We got the contest coming up. Check us out, RadioFreeRedoubt.com and Amron.com for instructions, more updates on that 200-shot range model Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock. We're going to be giving away, of course, other prizes, which you guys are probably already aware of. Hopefully you're practicing using those practice one-time pads that we've made available to you on that posting. So keep checking back, and don't forget to tune in next week. There will not be a Partisan Radio podcast this week, but you won't want to miss next week's. I am going to continue this week researching several things that I want to cover in the upcoming podcasts. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty busy week, and we want to get enough stuff knocked out as we can so that we can give the partisans a break for the holiday season between Christmas and New Year. So, all right, with that, this is Saturday, December 3rd. KTW Radio Free Redoubt show from KTW. Hope you enjoy it, and hope you guys have a blessed week, and we will be in touch. All right, stay safe. This is John Jacob Schmidt out.
Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
To the voice of the American Redoubt, the voice of resistance. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thank you guys for following us over here at the 9 a.m. slot, KTW, American Christian Network affiliate. Hope you guys had a wonderful week. This is kind of exciting now because we have moved from the 11 o'clock time slot over to the 9 a.m. time slot, scaled things back a bit for several reasons, for financial reasons and for the time reasons. This is previously recorded, which has freed me up for a conference of Patriot leadership that are discussing things that concern us about as Christian, God-fearing patriots, dealing with some of the challenges that we're faced with. And there have been several speaking engagements and events, activities that I have really struggled to participate in because of the Saturday show being where it is. And I really needed to free up that time. And so thank you guys for your understanding and for your support. Thanks for following us over here. To our listeners on KTW, which is actually, go to KTRW.com out of Spokane, reaching into Coeur d'Alene, the greater Spokane area. We are on AM 630 and FM 96.5. Send me a signal report, JohnJacob@RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And let me know how you're listening, 96.5 or AM 630 or AM 1050 also. AM 1050, or if you're live streaming. Good to hear you guys. But the signal reports over the air, over the radio, really great to hear those from you guys. So what we're going to do here at Radio Free Redoubt is run a 9 to 9:30 show every Saturday morning. That's going to be a half hour of straight up Radio Free Redoubt week in review, shining the light of truth on the lies, informing, educating, and inspiring you, and hopefully motivating you to action as Christian patriots in the struggle to restore Americanism, to preserve our heritage, and restore the blessings of liberty in America. And even if the rest of America doesn't want any part of it, then at least restore the blessings of liberty and Americanism regionally, which is what the American Redoubt is all about. We join our brothers and sisters across the fruited plains who are in the same struggle in these conservative geographic pockets where more and more are being inspired to strategically relocate to as they find themselves in occupied territory, even within their own country, or even foreigners. They feel like foreigners in their own land. So we are going to, looking forward to this. And next, our Sunday evening full-length podcast every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific at RadioFreeRedoubt.com, which are also uploaded to our Podbean podcast site. And so are these shows too. Everything from the American Christian Network, KTW, Liberty Broadcasting Service, everything we do and have done is uploaded and archived over there at our Podbean site for you guys to check out. You can download, take on the go, share with your friends, send them the link, send them a DVD or CD with the audio files on it. And thank you guys for helping to spread the word. So the format for this show, and what a great, faithful listening audience. It's an honor to be in this with all of you guys, and you're so supportive. This is an amazing group of people out there listening. If you normally listen to KTW and you've never heard of Radio Free Redoubt before, go to www.radiofreeredoubt. A redoubt is a safe haven, a fallback position, a defensible fallback position. And that's how, what we consider the Inland Pacific, the ultra-conservative Inland Pacific Northwest to be. God-fearing patriots relocating, strategically relocating to the Inland Pacific Northwest. More moving in, hundreds, by the thousands. Somebody emailed me and they said, am I the only one that feels this strong sense of we really need to get relocated out of where we are and get moved to where there are other higher concentrations of like-minded people. I said, oh, you are just scratching the surface. You are not alone in this. And it's pretty exciting to see unfold. So we're going to cover just a few stories in the news and commentary, and we're going to blast through this, and I'm going to go as far as I can, and then I'm going to pick up. There's a couple topics I wanted to talk about today. One is the recurring Islamic / liberty debate, and then the constitutional conventions. Both of these issues rearing their ugly heads. So we're going to talk about those. But first, we've got just a few stories here. The third one's going to lead right into the main topic today. So from AP, UPI, and the major American networks, the news is next right here at Radio Free Redoubt. Something that, let's go international first. This is something that definitely in the light of scripture, something you might want to be paying very close attention to. President Erdogan of Turkey has claimed that he has entered into Syria to end the rule of tyrant Assad. There you go. Now, what does this mean? This affects everyone if this escalates. President Erdogan is the president of a NATO country, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It was developed mostly in response to the rise of communism and the Warsaw Pact. NATO countries have signed an agreement with one another decades ago, basically saying, if any one of us is attacked, all of us are attacked. If you fight one of us, you must fight all of us. If any one of us is attacked, the rest of these countries will bring all of their economic and military and political forces and power to bear on the attacker. Now, NATO is still very much in effect. Not as effective, I wouldn't say as effective as it once was, but Turkey is a member of NATO. Now, the Russians are backing Assad in Syria. Essentially, this pits a NATO country against Russian forces. So I don't know what's going to happen here. We are going to watch this very closely. But this could very easily escalate things something's got to lead us into how everything unfolds in Revelation. At some point, might be 10 months, could be 10 years. We know we're drawing closer. It's very exciting times to live in. But don't just yawn when you see the news in the news headlines and think, it doesn't affect me. That's way over there. It's going to affect the entire world when this breaks free. And this is the region to have your eyes on. So we'll watch that. In national news, I only have, two stories here, but I wanted to remind you guys, the NOAA is forecasting a major December cold blast that's going to affect nearly all of CONUS, the continental United States. We've got NOAA Climate Prediction Center says they cannot recall the last time they've seen such a cold anomaly forecast across most of the entire United States. By next Thursday, it's going to be covering 75% of the U.S., single digits. The average in CONUS is going to be 17 degrees for December 8th. That's next Thursday. So protect your pipes, protect your animals, get that antifreeze changed out, your windshield wiper fluid down to minus 20 degree stuff. Just winterize everything. Get your hoses emptied out if you haven't done that by now, rolled up, and pay special attention to especially your animals. So that's something we're going to be doing at the Redoubt Ranch. Want to put that on your radar there. And finally, the real story that I wanted to get to this week, not that the other two are not real stories, but this is my main focus for today. This week, there was another terrorist attack on American soil. This time, carried out by a Somali refugee brought here under the Obama administration. There is, I'll link this to the highlights and resources posting for this show. Powerline, from the Powerline blog, a Somali-born Ohio State University student plowed his car into a group of pedestrians on campus and then got out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife Monday before he was shot to death by an officer. A bad man, a determined bad man with a knife, was stopped with a gun. Let that sink in. In recent months, federal law enforcement officials have raised concerns about online extremist propaganda that encourages knife and car attacks, which are easier to pull off than bombings. Many knife and car attacks have been carried out in Israel and a smaller number in Europe. They are indeed hard to stop. They're only hard to stop if you have a disarmed citizenry. The most practical measure is to minimize the number of residents with a propensity to perpetuate such attacks. I agree. Neighbors say Artan, was always polite and attended daily prayer services at a mosque on the city's west side. Leaders of Muslim organizations and mosques in the Columbus area condemn the attacks. Well, that's a good start. Cautioning people against jumping to conclusions or blaming a religion or an ethnicity. That's getting really old. Being told not to jump to conclusions when, almost on a weekly basis, if somebody's being stabbed or blown up or run down by a car, no, almost daily, somewhere in the world. And in the United States, these are becoming more and more common headlines. And there are Muslim jihadists that are carrying these out. Somebody asked, and we're going to take a quick break here. I was in a discussion group with some other patriots, and this started off to spark the discussion, a spirited debate among people that I love and respect. There's some differing points of view. Someone said, oh, what are we going to do now, ban knives? Maybe we should call for a ban on knives. Of course, tongue in cheek. They're not being serious. But so I pose the question, would we be safer if we A, banned guns, or B, banned knives, or C, banned Islam? Which would make us safer? Everywhere they ban guns, it's, well, look at Chicago. They're approaching, 700 deaths now this year? From guns, they've got the strictest gun control laws banning guns isn't going to work. Banning knives, well, that's not practical. How about banning Islam? Well, somebody said, unfortunately, you can't do any of these. And item C, if they don't have rights, then we don't either. We must give way to Islam, so we'll have our rights. And they asked, how fast would Christians be banned if Muslims were? You can't ban a religion. All right, hold on to that thought, and we'll be back in a minute here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
From all of the partisans at Radio Free Redoubt, thank you, listeners and Amron operators, for being out there. Have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
If there is any hope of restoring America, we cannot, as a free people, allow ourselves to be divided. Division is what the destroyers of liberty are counting on, and if that means, as a last resort, preserving those American ideals within the boundaries of the American Redoubt, there must be unity among the patriots. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, and that's what I say too. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Segment 2 is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com is where you need to go to learn more about these beautiful little cabins right on the St. Joe River outside of St. Mary's. If you're in the area looking for a place to lay your head, or if you're in the area looking for property, getting ready to strategically relocate to the American Redoubt, go to riverfrontsuites.com, Patriot-owned business. All right, before we took a break, and as we wrap up here in the second half of our Saturday morning blast through the issues, shining light on truth, how fast would Christians be banned if Muslims were? You can't ban a religion. Okay, let me just go through this as quickly as I can. First of all, you will perish if you don't understand your enemy. And you need to understand one thing first and foremost. Islam is not a religion. Yes, in your world religions class, of course, you're going to cover Islam. But Islam is more than just a religion. It is a world view, a world system made up of several components. Legal components, military, social, economic, and religious components. Religion is just one component within the total system of Islam. Now, someone argued that if Islam was banned, then they asked, how long afterward would Christianity be banned? As if you must have both, or you can have neither. You can't have either if you can't have both. This is a lie that's crept into the minds of, especially with scary part, is Christian patriots. You don't understand. Christianity is being banned, while at the same time, Islam is being advanced and protected. Where Christianity is an outright or de facto banned, it is suppressed in many places while Islam is being advanced. Look at the public schools across America. We're just talking America here. From sea to shining sea and across the heartland, one example after another where Christianity is being suppressed. While they're taking school kids to visit mosques or inviting Muslims to come to schools to teach about Islamic holidays and traditions. But a Christian teacher is reprimanded for wearing a small cross pennant. There's a common saying today. I want to address this. I might disagree with you. I might absolutely, completely disagree with your point of view, but I'll defend your right to say it or to do it or whatever it is. I might completely disagree with you, but I will defend your rights to speak out about the things that I disagree with. Okay, keep this in perspective. This is an example of libertarianism. I am not a libertarian. Some people confuse me with the libertarian. I believe in liberty and fighting for liberty, but liberty is a blessing from the Lord. Our thinking is completely off in modern America, especially even in the patriot or libertarian or liberty community. When we defend godlessness, we're not defending liberty. True, lasting liberty only comes from Christ. So if you defend sin or heresy or rebellion against God or rebellion against God's law in the name of defending liberty, you're not defending liberty. You are attacking it because you are attacking or helping those who are attacking the source of our liberty. We need to decide what it is that we truly want to worship, liberty or God. Because there's liberty worship going on among the patriot community. See, if you, especially as a nation, worship God first, liberty follows. But if you defend unrighteousness, or worse, defend rebellion against God in the name of liberty and claim that you're defending liberty, you're deceived. And Jesus even himself in Revelation, how many times did he say, warn us again and again not to be deceived? And then if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. And how many Christians were, I'll be watchful. You won't deceive me because and here we are. We've got evangelical Christians being deceived. Islam and Christianity are not. They're as incompatible as oil and water. With Islam comes Sharia law, which is in conflict with the Constitution. And isn't it coincidental that biblical principles are woven all through the Constitution? Defending the advancement of Islam is an attack on liberty. Because wherever Islam takes a foothold, there is proportionally less liberty. There is oppression. We will forge our own chains. If we defend Islam's right to advance across our country in the name of protecting liberty. Because, if we don't help support the advancement of Islam, then if we don't stand against it, then we'll be next. Well, guess what? You are next. Matter of fact, that is happening. Where Christianity is increasingly facing persecution. Across the world, it's happening right now. It's their reality. But there are, of course, limitations on liberty, right? I'll defend somebody's liberty, but obviously you can't hurt someone else. When one's liberty to do something is harmful or destructive to others, and when it deprives others of their rights, that's a pretty good standard for drawing boundaries around liberty. Wouldn't you agree? Okay, we all agree. Your rights end at the tip of someone else's nose. You have the right to have your opinion, to scream and yell, and to not like them, but as soon as you punch them in the nose, you've crossed the line and violated their rights. You don't have the liberty to do that. So there are boundaries with liberty, correct? Consider that everywhere Islam has been allowed to flourish, liberty has been lost and replaced with oppression. It is designed to systematically replace Judeo-Christian laws and traditions with Sharia, which is unconstitutional. If you support the advancement of Islam, you're going to get Sharia. And if you support that in the name of supporting liberty, you are supporting the opposition to liberty against the Constitution and your values. Its goal is to replace the United States Constitution with Sharia law. And there's a shock poll here. 4 in 10 British Muslims want some aspect of Sharia law enforced in the UK. 4 in 10, more than that, actually. 43%. But the followers of the religion living in the country in UK believe that parts of the Islamic legal system should replace British law. Only 22% oppose the idea. Now, that's over 4 in 10. I remember just several years ago, I saw this a poll in the UK saying that 20 or 21 or 22%, I can't remember the number, but let's say 20% of the Muslims thought that they should have Sharia law instead of the UK law. So now it's doubled in just a few years. The sentiment is changing. No, look, all these people saying they're not trying to impose Sharia law. Look, see this? Well, just a few years down the road, things change. And this is the pattern. There's a video called Dearborn, Michigan, how the Islam communities are. We're going to post this on today's highlights and resources posting. You feel like you are in a completely different country, entirely different nation. It's Islamic, Arabic, everything's like completely a different country. And somebody said, why don't these people just assimilate and become Americans? This is where we have a disconnect. And like I said, you don't understand your enemy, your adversary. When we've got patriots fighting for fighting for the advancement of Islam. You call it liberty if you want. But that's what you're doing. You're defending the spread of that. And you're asking, why don't they just assimilate? I don't understand. Well, why would your conquerors even want to assimilate? How could you reasonably expect them to? It's another example of our lack of understanding of the enemy and our lack of discernment as believers. This is called al-hijra. It's called conquest by migration. Well, it's just so un-American to reject other belief systems in America. I reject communism. I reject Islam. I reject any world system whose goal is to destroy Americanism, in our Judeo-Christian foundings, in our heritage. I'm not going to stand up and say I'm defending liberty by supporting something that is the opposite of liberty. That when you succeed in helping it to advance, you've lost the liberty you claim you were fighting for. Let me take you to Judges, chapter 2, verse 2, 1 through, okay. Then the angel of the Lord, angel, capitalized. That's a theophany. That's God appearing. No more than that. It was Jesus. The angel, capital A, of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bog and said, I led you up from Egypt and brought you to the land which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars. Oh, what about liberty? He said, I will not drive them out before you because you've disobeyed me, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall snare you. That's what's going to happen in America if you allow Islam to flourish. More Sunday night, our weekly podcast, 8 p.m., RadioFreeReadout.com. Have a blessed weekend.